Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Go crushy, it's your birthday. All right, folks, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. It's the super fluffy flirt, La Crush Heart, here with another edition, and we are ready, pumped. We got a special guest coming in today. It's all about Larry Edwards out of Washington, D.C., way of Richmond, Virginia. A soulful singer, very sexy album called Poetic Love, and he's going to be our special guest tonight. And you know what, folks? If y'all don't have it, y'all need to get it. If you like Anthony Hamilton, Carl Thomas, the likes of them, you'll definitely like Poetic Love. I copy the album off of Bandcamp. That's Larry.bandcamp.com. And it's only $5, you know, so if you can, support your indie artists, please support your indie artists, beg you. What else? Okay, so this September, we have what you call the Sister Soldier Salute, and with the Sisters, I don't know why my tongue is fat today. On the Sisters Soldier Salute, we will be highlighting indie talent, business owners, and just networking all around with the sisters. This is our salute from the Fancy Radio, the Crush Heart salute to the indie artists, females only. So there will be no dudes be playing. We just going to cut dudes out. It's going to be ladies' night every night, September, the month of September. So every night, it's going to be ladies' night, right? However, I would love for you folks to participate. If you have suggestions for Blazing Chat women topics, and women issues that you would like to discuss live on the show, then send an email to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. This September, we will have a tribute to women, since we missed Women's Month back in March. We will have special interviews and Blazing Chat topics. If you are a woman or know of a woman interested in being interviewed and showcasing their talent / business with us on Phone Fantasy Radio Live, send us an email also to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's announcement number one. Announcement number two is I would love to support you, regardless if you're an indie artist, if you have a radio show, if you have a business, a website, you do graphics, Phone Fantasy Radio is here to support my fellow Americans. We're full supporters of independent music, independent entrepreneurs. We support the arts and radio shows that are made to help accelerate the careers of awesome music and spoken word artists. So on that note, we would like to give our listeners, friends, and supporters a dose of your awesomeness. Make a 30-second commercial promoting your radio show, your CD, or your website, or your business, and send it to email address phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Once again, make a 30-second commercial promoting your radio, CD, or business, and send it to email phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Please, this is free advertising. Think of it as free advertising. If you go to phonefantasyradio.com, you see that we have a live stream that plays 24/7. We get hits, we get listeners. It can hold up to 50 listeners, and you'll never know who's listening to PhoneFantasyRadio.com because I promote everywhere. And I'm a true supporter of that. So if you can, go to PhoneFantasyRadio.com to find out more information, because I'm going to charge you later. See? So might as well get it while it's hot. Get it while it's free, rather. All right. Those are my two big announcements for today. We have Larry Edwards coming in about 9:10, 9:15. But before we do, I see I have some polls with their hands up. I'm going to let them on real quick. The 856. How you doing, Bless?
Good, man. I got some young talent. Want to hear kick it acapella for you.
All right, got young talent that's going to kick your acapella. Let him bring
Hold
it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. All right, folks, we got Blessed Child out of Trenton, New Jersey, who's on the line, who's supposed to give us some indie talent, some acapella indie talent coming to... Hello?
It's Paul Fantasy Radio.
What's your site?
This is PhoneFantasyRadio.com.
PhoneFantasyRadio.com. PhoneFantasy.
All right, are they coming? Because, you know, I only got a few minutes.
Okay. Matter of fact, keep going.
You guys got to get off of there. I can't.
Put it up. Like what, Mom?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Marquise.
Marquise, and where you from?
Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
17.
17, okay. And you can sing?
Uh-huh.
All right, so bust something out for us.
All right. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows fall? Why should my heart hold on me as long before the night? My father,
I'm digging that right there. That was nice. The cell phone didn't do him justice, but that was nice.
Yeah, we had it on a speaker.
Oh, right. It didn't do him justice, but that was awesome right there. Wow. What was his name again?
Marquise
out of Richmond, Virginia. That was awesome. Thank you, Blessed Child.
Yeah,
No doubt.
I'm going to have to get to this next caller, and then I'm going to have to get to my guest. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and you enjoy your little vacay right there, okay?
No doubt.
All right. Okay, we got another caller from the 201. What's up, caller? You live on air, Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's up? It's your boy, Insane Jermaine.
What's up, Insane Jermaine? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Where's Black Reporter today? Where are your people at?
Black Reporter is, unfortunately, Black Reporter is not going to be calling in today. Today, I'm holding it down by myself.
Okay. All right. I know you can do it. What's your question tonight?
It's tonight? What you said? I didn't hear you.
What's your question?
Tonight, I don't have a question. Tonight, I have an interview.
Oh, you got an interview. Okay.
Right. I'm waiting for my my interview to call in. And until then, I'm just taking calls right now. And, you know, just kicking the breeze until he calls in. He should be calling in a few minutes. If you want to hurry up and get on the line and chat with me before he get here, you sure can at 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. I do miss my old call-in number, my 347-989-0767. I miss that number.
Oh, yeah, my people said they would listen to you the last time you was on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're ready for it or not like that, but they in the making for D12, they supposed to be getting a show on satellite radio.
Oh, wow, that's what's up. That is definitely what's up.
Yeah, they got a record label now, but I don't know if they got the okay to do some signing. I was looking it up. They said it's called Redhead Records.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. D12 doing big things. Big things are going. Anyway, okay, Jermaine, thank you for calling in. Thank you for showing your support. If you'd like to stay online, you sure can. But my guest has arrived, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take this call right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. That was Insane Jermaine from Hackensack, New Jersey. Thank you so much, and shout out to Marquise and Blessed Child in Virginia right now, Richmond, Virginia. But Blessed Child is our normal caller. And on that note, without further ado, we got the 202, and this, I hope, is Mr. Edwards himself.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Larry.
How you be?
I'm good. I'm good as always.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Right. We have Kansas in the chat room right now showing her support. She told me to tell you that she's in the chat room showing her support right now. So, Mr. Larry Edwards, I'm glad that I finally got you onto my show, first of all. I'm going to let you know, I'm a newly fan. I haven't been a fan, but I'm a newly fan. And when I heard your first song, Average Brother, I forgot what show I was on. I had went and I got copped the CD. I got the CD myself. And then I add you on Facebook and everything. So I have the full-fledged CD. And I rock it just like I rock any other of my CDs.
No word. That's
right. I have it on my MP3 player. You know, I'm gonna let you know my favorite song is My Infatuation.
Oh, okay.
That's my favorite song. But you know, I let it rock like any other. And then you can listen to folks. You can listen to his CD straight through. You know, he got some poetry on there. He got some he blowing on there, and it's real awesome CD. So you know, I can't wait for the next one to come out. I need to go cop that Poetic Love. So Larry Edwards, please introduce yourself to my audience. You know, they know your name, they know you're a soulful singer, but, you know, I need you to correctly, you know, fill people in on who is Larry Edwards.
Well, first and foremost, my name is, of course, Larry Edwards. I go mostly by Larry, the soulful poet. I was born, raised in Richmond, in Washington, D.C. Worked as an educator for a little while. I work out in the community as an outreach specialist. My background is I was raised in the church. I'm a grandfather's a gospel musician, and my grandfather. And I got it. I got started singing at the age of 7. And, you know, in churches and in middle school, talent shows, anywhere that I could. And I ended up going to the North State University where I majored in music and that communication, so a voice major, and I minored in communications. And my bachelor of arts in voice and communication. I also worked in radio broadcasting. But most of my singing gigs I've traveled from. I've done Richmond, Tidewater area, Norfolk, Kansas, Baltimore, D.C., New Jersey, North Carolina, Atlanta.
In a nutshell, wow, you told us that's a big old nut.
Yeah.
Pun intended, folks. Pun intended.
Yep, yep.
All right, I'm behaved though. I'm behaved. I know. I don't have my usual audience with me today, but I'm gonna definitely behave. I'm not gonna go on a deep end, folks. Yeah, I know how I can get sometimes. I'm gonna behave. I'm gonna be a good girl today. It's all about Mr. Edwards right now. All right, Mr. Edwards, you already told us it's easy listening. I got your single here, Average Brother. Can you tell people about, you know, the concept and how you came up with this particular song?
Well,
basically,
Poetic Love is based on the relationship that I have with music and poetry. So each song breaks down what he's trying to communicate as a lady. So Average Brother is an average Joe Schmuck asshole. Just, you know, let somebody know, hey, listen, I'm not big boy, it's not normal, I don't have any money. I am a man, it's who I am as a person. And, you know, just telling her, hey, I'm not coming with the you know, the gaffer but I am, but you got money in face. Basically, for most of the guys out there, even some of the, you know, women that can relate, you know, hey, I'm just trying to work and survive and do what I do, you know, I may not have it all, but I'm working towards a goal and love people who I am.
Hey,
that's really
awesome. On that note, I think we should give them a dose of Average Brother, even though my audience is probably worn out from it because I play it all the time. and it's also on the live stream on PhoneFantasyRadio.com. So if you just tune into PhoneFantasyRadio.com, you have also heard this song. This is Average Brother by Mr. Edwards himself.
We have a tentative date to do
Our stage play, The N-Word Question Mark, is September 23rd. So if anybody's listening in ATL, I should be making my way down there. Also, check my Facebook page, which I'll give later. I'm going to be doing the Can I Rock the Mic series in Baltimore. That's on a Wednesday, a tentative date in a couple of weeks. I know it's going to be in August. The information will be on my Facebook page, as well as I will be doing a natural hair care tour. I did one in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to be doing the event when it makes its way to Cleveland in the month of October. The date is not known yet, but it will be in the month of October. And also, I'm doing another stage play that I'm putting out there. Hopefully, my other director, Brother Malcolm, if he's listening, is called Same Goal, Different Viewpoint. That's coming if you're in the DMV area in the month of December. So, a lot of things in the works, but their new album is
Wow, you got your schedule down packed until November.
Until
November, gee whiz, golly. So has it always been busy like this for you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been busy since I came out. My mama told me that. So,
okay.
This has never been a restless day. From birth to now, we've always been like that, 2, 3, and 4 things at once. Kind of got used to it, so it's like, hey, you gotta be done, you know?
Somebody gotta do it.
Yeah.
Glad it's you, not me. Glad it's you, not me. I'd be sleep somewhere. So besides singing, you do poetry, you're an actor, do you have any poetry books out?
Do I have any what?
Do you have any poetry books out?
No. Not yet. I've been pushed to try one. I think I might try my hand in one after I finish my second album.
Okay.
And right after that, I think why not? You know, I write all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like that poetry stuff. That's it.
Oh, okay. So, any kids?
You say what?
Any kids? How's the home life? I'm going all over the place here. I'm going to get all up in it. I'm being all up in the business.
Yeah.
I told you this. I warned you. I get all up in the
business. Yeah. None that I know of.
Hold up. What? And then she said, what? That groupie love? Mr. Larry. Keep it on. So any, I want to ask this, but any particular person in your life right now besides me?
Any particular person besides you? Let's see.
Any significant other.
I don't know if I could ever cheat on you, LaCrush.
Right. That's what's up.
I could ever cheat on you, baby. I'm a one woman man tonight.
Okay. I'm glad he said tonight. I peeped that. Okay, got jokes. I see how you roll, sir. I see how you roll.
Yeah.
All right. So, your album, the process you take for your album. You got so much going on. How can you dedicate your time to this new album? How are you gonna get into the zone?
Well, it's all about just being diligent and making time and making and using your time wisely. I mean, nothing to it but that. Just have to, you know, the process that I've used to go through is just let me just go and get it done. let me make my schedule, let me just map it out, be going, and then try to allow myself enough space and time where I can get most of what I need to get done without, you know, cramming myself to death and meet deadlines per se. Just, you know, I don't work well like that. What I do is I set dates for what I want to do and get it done. It can be done. That's it. I'm just mostly diligent, you know what I'm saying? Just believing. You believe, as long as your mind cares, you believe that your mind can do. My mind tells me I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get it done and not go that way with it.
Okay. So do you write all your songs, or do you have other, or you get songs from other writers, or how does the writing process go for you?
Repeat that question.
I said, do you write your songs, all your songs, or do you get other writers to work on your songs with you?
I mostly write my own songs. It's not that I'm not open to working with anyone else. I would love to. But for the most part, I get more out of saying I wrote my own music. I'm the executive producer. I have all the writing. Because that's where the money is, number one. Number two, I mean, it gives you a platform of control. I'm not a control freak per se, but, you know, I am the type of person, if I'm behind that mic, I'd rather it be coming from my voice and my insight on what I want to put out. And, you know, but at the same time, that's not to say that I'm not open to working with someone else, you know. I would love to, but I just like the feeling of, you know, songwriting, having my own trademark to what I do, and having people receive it well is even better.
Okay, that's good stuff. For the folks that just tuned in, you tuned in to the Fantasy Limelight with the Crushed Heart. And right now we're shining our limelight, our fantasy limelight, on the soulful poet, right? Soulful poet,
yep, yep.
Slash actor, //.
//.
Because I know something else is going to pop up. But this is Larry from, where are you from? Richmond, Virginia. And you live in Washington, D.C. right now. Right?
Yep.
Did I get it right? Okay,
yeah.
So, you know, I confuse myself sometimes.
I'm going to get it right.
I'm on point. If you'd like to call up and listen by phone, or, you know, share the link with people, you sure can do that. The number to call into is 805-830-8320. We'll be opening up the lines later to take some calls and some questions. So 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and I know that you're in queue to talk to Mr. Lowry. So Lowry, I know that you do poetry, and I know you got a big old notebook sitting next to you somewhere. I know these things. I know these things when it comes to artists. This is just something that is a gift I have. I know that no matter where they're sitting, there is a big old raggedy notebook in the pen.
And mine is raggedy. Wow.
And
how'd
the
you
pen.
Know that?
Because you do too many things not to have this notebook sitting next to you. You do too many things. You got your hand in the melting pot here, and you have you're definitely a creative soul to be able to write poetry and music and acting and this and that. So I know that, you know, this is something that you have next to you at all times. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, we've heard you singing with Average Brother. Will we be able to hear some of your poetry as well?
Sure. I just want to make sure my PG is are there any kids listening?
Nope. Not that I know of. They shouldn't be.
Okay.
If they are, cover their ears.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you know a little bit of my erotic side. This is called Sexual Superhero. Like the here you go. Fucking you having me feeling like Fred Flintstone.
When I bust that nut inside of you, I'm going yabba dabba do. I be feeling for you to the point where, well, you nickname me Horny Boy Floyd. When we're near bedroom, I calmly say, Steve's left, and soon as I enter your womb, I'm going heavens to Murgatroyd. Babe, sexing you is like sport, especially when you ride the horse, of course. But before I explore your body to the core, I got to have a taste test. I'm feeling like Pac-Man, chewing real slow. Your pussy will be little wet, toasted goblins into one that I swallow whole. And when I'm around you, I'm mild-mannered like Bruce Banner. Then soon, as I see that look in your eye, my nature starts to bulge and I rip out my clothes and rip off yours and I become the Incredible Hulk. I see you waiting, so I stop by and peep you far away, standing in the window, naked, screaming for me to save you from the forces of horny captivation. And I take off like He-Man, holding my dick in my hand, screaming, I have the power. I come to save the day for you and yours by riding the forces of evil and lustful villains surrounding you as your pussy turns into a vicious thundercat that's ready for my sword to serve and devour. Maybe I'm going to use my sword to cure your womb of the residue of these mental demons that have preyed upon you until you're being cleansed by my sword and good forces of my overflow. Then, as my sword releases little liquid soldiers marching into the clear the pathways for orgasmic war. T.I. Joe! Maybe I'm gonna give new meaning to getting your back in a bunch. And by the time I'm finished tangling you in a bottom lip knock, I'm gonna be your school version of Captain Crunch. Maybe you're gonna be the fuel that makes my engine do and be courageous. And having your pussy is like finding a gem that's truly outrageous. As your water splish splash on my face, you will be calling me the freaky Aquaman. Then I will whip your patty cake and be your baker's man. Baby, come fill on my Yankee Doodle as I make you dandy. We'll jump from breakfast to dessert, and you go cuckoo for my Cocoa Puffs, and you want to taste my candy. Just let me be your sexual superhero, and that's my piece.
OMG! Oh my goodness, that was more hilarious than erotic to me. That was. I was catching all types of flashbacks of watching cartoons. How are you gonna yabba dabba do like that? You got me going wow in the chat room. He-Man, naked, in front of a window? What? Mr. Edwards, oh my goodness, I was not expecting that from you. I don't know why.
Oh, you weren't expecting that from me?
I was not your first piece, no, not Yabba Dabba Doing on your first piece, no.
Really? Wow.
No, I was not expecting that. That is, wow, look, you got me.
I thought I was a good boy.
I did. I'm up in the air now. And I'm not even gonna ask, but I'm gonna ask. What was inspiring? I mean, what was the inspiration for that piece?
Well, I was, you know, sometimes I like writing erotica, and I was like, you know, sometimes I like to do different little stuff and be a little creative. But I was thinking, well, I wonder, did the cartoons ever get horny? So let me see if, you know, when He-Man was holding up that sword, I had a power. I wondered, was he really, you know, fiending or something, you know what I mean? Because he was, seemed like he was frustrated. So,
Right. They say you are something else in my chat room, and wow. That's what they say. Yeah, That was an awesome piece, though. So thank you very much for sharing that on Phone Fantasy Radio's Fantasy Limelight. Besides poetry and acting and singing, free time, if you have any, what do you do on your free time?
Don't say right. Right. you know, I rarely have any free time, so, you know, I try to
I try to make some free time. I enjoy, you know, maybe relaxing with family or occasionally, you know, hanging out with a friend, going to a poetry spot or whatever. But my, you know, my whole life consists of just not just music and poetry, but, you know, it's just around it. It just happens. Even when I'm in conversation with somebody, you know, I might, you know, talk on the phone and talk to an old friend that I haven't talked to, or, you know, people close to me. So it's not just, I have some free time, you know, for the people that I love, you know. So if it's just reaching out, just, you know, having a conversation or a cup of coffee or, you know, being pretty family orientated, you know.
Okay, that's good. Family, man. Kind of like those. So, your groupies. We're gonna go back to the groupies now. Do you have groupies? Besides me, do you have somebody talk to you and say, "Larry, I want to have your baby"?
How can I? I wouldn't call them groupies or call people groupies. I just look at it as, I try to blindside myself to that. You know, I just look at it as people, they, you know, appreciate my work, and if they appreciate other things, and, you know, I appreciate the fact that they appreciate me in some sort of way. And, you know, I just leave it there. You know, I don't want to call them. But people that, you know, if people do go too far, you know, man, they just a little cut stuff up.
Alright. So, I'm your groupie. I give you some groupie love.
Yeah,
so, I can't hear you. Your phone cracking up.
I said, give me some groupie love.
You better stop or I have to cover myself with a condom.
Yeah.
So, let's get... Let's get back to what we came here for. Let's get to the start highlighting your career. So you've been singing the majority of your life. You've been writing poetry. And have you dabbed in, like, screenwriting and things like that, since you are an actor? Like, have you decided to do, like, directing or anything like that?
No, I've never dabbed in screenwriting. I was pushed to, but I kind of fell into acting because I used to compete with, you know, in high school for poetry interpretation. It's called forensic. And one of the judges, I won a lot of competitions because, you know, they were saying, you know, I hear an actor coming out. And so I did, you know, arts and humanities in high school, with just some plays in high school and college and stuff. So acting was like a little bit of a hobby, you know. Something I like to do because I just love art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of fell into it, you know. Someone saw me and they were like, "Yeah, I have acting skills." I was like, "Well, I have some." And it's just one of the things that I have an acting for that I want to add into that group. But screenwriting, I see what directors go through. I don't know if I can do that because that is so tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to just write a whole script and then you have to try to convince someone to, you know, really bring your character to life. That takes a lot of insight. I don't know if I'm still for that.
Oh, okay. So there's something you
never
know. Don't want to conquer. Okay.
I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, I might change my mind next
year. Yeah, three years down the line. Maybe be something you want to try.
Okay. Yeah, I might try, you know.
All right, so do you have a fan club? Fan page? How can we get more of Mr. Larry?
Oh, all you gotta do, first and foremost, go to Facebook.com, Larry, L-A-R-I-E-S, friendly. I have a fan page called the Larry Fan Page on Facebook. L-A-R-I-E fan page. Go to the fan page, hit like. You can also follow me on Twitter.com/soul, S-O-U-L, of Larry, L-A-R-I-E. And I'm also on Reverb Nation, /Larry, at all on Reverb Nation. And I'm Googling.
And you're Googling, you said?
That's a word we made up in the film. I'm googlyable.
Googlyable.
Yeah, googlyable.
Okay, now. This is what happens when you have writers up all times of hours with no coffee. They start making up words. I see how that works. I see how that works now, your little word game. So, what inspires you? What besides sex and the cartoons?
What was that last question?
I said, what inspires you? Like, I mean, you have to be creative. You know, I don't know. Your mind just has to be working 24/7. I imagine your mind working 24/7. They said they missed you singing. So they asked me in the chat room, will you sing? They want you to sing.
I think I have to ask you a question. Sure.
Okay. So what's your inspiration? Like, you know, I figure 24/7, you wake up in the morning, you just had a dream, that's something. You go into the bathroom to brush your teeth and the toothpaste fall on your chin, that's something. I don't know. Like.
It's crazy. It's like it could be any given moment. I mean, it could be from a conversation I had with someone. It could be from life in general. It could be from movement. It could be just me sitting and just thinking or passing time away and I'm daydreaming and it just happens. Only thing I can say is really God, I guess. Because this idea might hit me in any given moment. I could be walking to the subway. Sometimes I just pick up a pen and I just feel inspired to write for no reason at all. And everything just flows on the paper. Already I got a melody in my head. Or, you know, I'm in the studio and I hear a track that I'm not using. And I hear a track, and I'm like, man, I gotta have that. No, I'm gonna write to that, you know. It's some of everything, general.
Okay. So, on that note, folks, if y'all want to talk to Larry, I sure can, at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. And on that note, are you gonna bless us with some acapella?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna try to be like.
Moving on.
Let me take you home, if only for one night. Let me keep you near. The way is clear. It would be so nice. It's only for I won't tell a soul. No one has to know. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be at your side, if only for one night.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Full Fantasy Radio. Goodbye. Good night. It's over.
Hello? Hello?
I lost sound. Okay, boy. I lost some sound here. Can you still hear me, Larry?
Can I what?
Okay. I lost sound for some reason.
You didn't hear me?
Here we go. Let's try this again.
You said what?
Are you there?
Yeah. You didn't hear me?
Okay. For some reason, I lost sound from my headphones. It's all Larry's fault.
You said what? It's all my fault.
It's all your fault. Now my computer
doesn't
act right.
What happened?
My computer don't want to act right.
Really?
Okay, there we go. I got sound now. I'm sorry. I was having technical problems there. You can't even hear me. Okay. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was having technical problems. You melted my computer somehow and started acting up. Sang a little Luther and it started acting up. I don't know.
That's not good.
I know my precious computer, Larry. What are you doing to my equipment?
I don't know. What happened? Yeah,
you can't be doing that. I'm like, condom over my computer, too? You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
You gotta wrap my computer up in some saran wrap. That's gonna be true.
Oh, man.
I'll melt my motherboard. So that was awesome, though. You are definitely blessed with the talent there. And Safaria said, wow, in the chat room. She got her cigarette smiley face up there like you gave Luther some pieces there, all right. Got a flashback there. Wow. Listening to some Luther. Yeah, right now. What's up?
Huh? Had to get a little flashback for a minute. You know that was for you for question.
One night, right, tonight is the only night, I know. Yeah, yeah, night, 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 very much, I really do appreciate that. Once again, folks, y'all can call us up at 805-830-8320, and on that note, can I play my favorite song now? Yes, go right ahead, since you already got me in that mood. All right, my infatuation. Gonna come back and let us know about your infatuation.
Yep.
All right. Then for my infatuation off of a Poetic Love album.
I can't wait to have your time. You know the pleasure is mine. I'm so intrigued by your several things. It's so enticing, girl, I declare. The way you look when you smile,
when you smile,
as my heart racing 1,000 miles. The way you speak with such a peace puts my mind in a place that's just a rare. And it's natural peace. My future, my queen, my destiny.
Cause
I can't believe my eyes. My heart is beating crazy like I think I'm hypnotized.
She's the one, I can feel it, I can tell it. Sipping on a Cosmo, looking so angelic. I don't care about her current status, I'ma make her mine. Show why I'm the type of man to stand the test of time. Thinking to myself as I move toward the bar. She came with a clown, but she's leaving with a star. I knew it when she looked at me, I had it with hello. Gave her backstage passes to my next show. Since I met her, I ain't thought about it.
I'm infatuated.
Just a feeling, dog. Damn, I think I love her.
I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm infatuated. I'm
I love that song. Anyway, folks, you're tuned into Funk Fantasy Radio, the Fantasy Limelight with Larry Edwards. And that right there was My Infatuation off of his Poetic Love album. I like that name. So, Larry, what was the inspiration for that song, Your Infatuation? Was it somebody you were thinking of, or is it just something that came to mind?
A little bit of both. It was like, you know, it was on the album, you know, part of my story scene, and basically that's our boy and that young lady just chilling out in the club. You know, it's a back in the day vibe, you know, going to the club, just on, be a nice looking young lady or, you know, whoever, and, you know what I'm saying, you want to kind of, you know, get your jam on with her.
Talk to her, meet her, you know, see what's up, baby. You know? Yes, sir.
Basically what it is. It's just a little vibe thing, you know.
Oh, okay. I like it, though. I don't know why I like it, but I like it. And you got that Anthony Hamilton. I don't know if that's a compliment, but I like Anthony Hamilton. So, that's the feel I get when I listen to your album. And I tell you, the first time I copped it and I, like, played it straight through. Some people you can't do that with. A lot of albums out there, you can't play straight through. They probably have, like, one or two good hits on it. But your album, each song is good.
Yeah, well, that's very good. That's a hell of a compliment to me. I done my job. That's the case, you know. Cause you don't hear too often, you know, people really like, you know, yeah, like, you know, all the way through. So I think that is a hell of a compliment.
Well, I do. I think it's an incredible album, and I like that song too. So incredible, but that's no story. All right, we got a caller on the line. The 804-399. Hello? 804-399? No, I guess not. Can't hear nobody. But we're going to put them back on mute. We don't need nobody yelling at us later. I've had that happen. Okay, so who is some of your music influences? Your musical influences?
But number one, my father, of course, he was a gospel musician. Donny Hathaway. A lot of the old greats, Marvin Gaye, Adam Brothers. But Donny Hathaway was my favorite. And Barry White. All up to, you know, guys like Alex Pittman. Go down there. Up to the R. Kelly. You know, Faith Evans. I mean, there's so many people. I just can't really pick one. I mean, I've had so many favorites. I had to go my three favorites. Johnny has to be very late.
Okay, very nice. Very nice selection right there in the CD player. And besides your CD and your top five, what's in there right now?
My CD and my top five?
Right. Besides your CD, who's in your CD player right now in the top five?
Oh, man. Let's see. Dave Evans' first album. I was on it back at home.
Now?
Black Street, their first CD. Black Street, their first CD. Anthony Hamilton, his second CD.
Sister Big Bone?
It was Sister Big Bone.
Sister Big Bone. You like Sister Big Bone.
Shaka Khan, old school Shaka Khan, and Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle.
Really?
They're doing it. Saturday Love.
Yeah, that's my song right there, right now.
Yeah.
But I know about that, right? I know that's the old thing.
And what you know about that?
Right, not much, but I like it. That's my answer, and I want, but I like it. Someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over. With that in mind, what song do you love to perform the most?
I would say, you talking about my CD or someone else?
You.
Oh, I would say Average Brother, and if I had to pick one more, it'd be So Incredible. So Incredible is actually my favorite one on the album because I went through a lot of stuff to record it. But, you know, it's just like it. That also was a pretty good moderate underground hit. A lot of people liked it, but there were so many emotions going through with that song. You know, what I was going through at the time, and, you know, reminiscing about certain things. So, you know, I'm telling you, that had to be my favorite one to do over and over again, that and Average Brother.
Okay. Is there a song that you just sick of doing?
Huh?
Is there a song that you just sick of doing over and over again?
I got sick of doing the Poetic Love Spoken Word remix, even though I loved it, but, you know, it was like my least favorite at first. So what I would do is, if I wanted to, you know, perform it live, I would just try to funk it up a little bit if I was asked to do it. And, you know, making a call and response thing to the crowd.
Okay. All right, so we got some callers here. Now we got some callers here. I guess you must have texted or tweeted or something. Because now they're coming out.
I didn't say nothing.
All right. If that's the case. We got some callers here. Okay, we got people with their hands up. So I'm going to go in order right now. We got the 252-746. What's your name and where you from?
Hey, this is Michelle. How you doing, The Crush, a.k.a. Mind, Body, Soul? How you doing?
How you doing, Mind, Body, Soul? Welcome to Soul Fantasy Radio.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, babe. I'm doing fine. The Crush, actually, I'm glad Mind, Body, Soul called in because we had a real special collab that wanted to do, and I'm going to dedicate it to you and the show and everybody listening. So I want to thank Michelle for pulling in. You know, she can introduce herself. She won't know anything kind of what she's going.
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey,
Michelle.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm just not ready
to open up my heart.
I've been there from the start.
your heart. I've been there from the start. So open up your heart.
Even though I'm growing, I'm not steady enough to stand in love. My new limbs unable to embrace the goodness of unconditional emotions and swelling oceans of unbridled inhibitions. My wings too frail to fly. My fear of falling is so overwhelming, compelling me to hide in a tangled weave of thick thorns braided in lonely sheets. I want to soar, but mental gravity challenges me, bullies my bravery. I want to be free. But the idea of free love enslaves me, subjugated to solidarity. Anxious heartbeats pulsate, emotions inside me throbbing. I want to love, but I'm not ready. One eye still covered from a loose memory of my last attempted flight. One night I dived head first to touch the sky. The moon mocking the sound of my heartbroken cries. The darkness mirroring the shadows that loomed inside. I fell so fast. Infatuated hopes fractured like looking glasses mirroring my broken reality. Falling in love before I was mature enough to love me. Tied to a tethered existence that only I could see. I want to fly, but the last attempt broke my wings.
I've been there from the start. So open up your heart. I've been there from
I am bound by insecurities. Chains of vulnerability subdue me. Subdued hues of reality, muted shades of truth blurred by emotional fallacy. Imprisoned by fear of what I can't see. The hidden desires inside burn like raging fires, wildly incinerating my ability to courageously raise my wings and try. Afraid that I may be too broken to fly, to soar with Cupid's wings and crimson skies, and rain tears of joy that drip with drops of dew from my eyes. I want to believe in love. I want to believe in trust. I want to believe in true happiness. But the ropes that bind my hopes are impossible to break. And I wait, nestled in an impossible state, wishing for the impossible escape from thoughts that haunt me while awake, afraid but hoping. Hoping it's not too late.
I've been there from the start. So open up your heart.
I'm just not ready.
Open up. I know you're scared.
I'm
stop
afraid.
Being afraid. Just
I'm just
open
not
up. Just know that I'm here for you.
Even though you're there,
I can't open up my heart. I know you're scared. I've been there from the start. So open up your heart. Been there from the start. So open up your heart.
Wow, yeah, I got my computer melting again. Yeah.
I'm glad you liked it, Crash.
I do. That is awesome. That was, woo. That was. I'm speechless. That was good right there. That was.
Much pride for my own girl. My body.
The concept, actually, no, Larry, The concept, Larry approached me with the concept, and I actually just loved it. Loved it. What he does with his vocals on the track is amazing. It's inspiring. It makes it easier to flow. And I just really want to thank you for spotlighting his talent, Crush, and giving him the opportunity, because we definitely need to hear more of him. Thank you
right.
for letting me participate on the platform.
Thank you for coming in, mind, body, and soul. Hopefully we can get you the spotlight too. And tell people where you tell people where we can find, you know, more about you as well. Because
well,
they saying Bravo in the chat room, and they also say y'all sound good together, so They definitely feeling this peace right here. So I know they're gonna, where you, where she at, Crush? I don't know where you at. You gotta tell them where you at, Miss.
Well, I am on Facebook. My screen name is Michelle Forbes, and that's at facebook.com/M9 D as in doll baby. B as in Bravo, O D I S O L. So definitely come by, send me a friend request. I'll definitely welcome you to my movement, and I like to get to know most people better. So once again, thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you. Michelle, I'm so glad you showed up, man. I'm teasing right now.
Me too.
Yeah, man. So she had to spell out her name, like, you know.
I'm just gonna go to Larry page and just look up that way, cause
Crush, I'm on your page. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm on your page, so I'm on your page, so you can. It's Michelle Forbes, Forbes. So you can just, if, and Larry, if you could put it in the chat room, cause I'm not in the chat right now. So if you could just drop the link in the chat, I'd appreciate it.
I got you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Michelle Forbes on Facebook, yeah. Got you.
I got her right there. Okay. There go her website, My Body is Soul, aka Michelle Forbes. Her Facebook is right there. Thank you so much for sharing that piece with my audience and with me. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to get a copy of that. Y'all are gonna record it, right?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Right.
Gotta record it now.
Yeah. What? What you mean? Y'all wasn't playing on this?
Well, we were gonna try. I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're gonna
try.
All right. I hope. I hope it's done by October. I'm just saying. October. Spoken word month. December. December is spoken word month for Cold Fantasy Radio. October is swingers month. That's another story.
October is my birthday month too. So you know.
Ooh. Wait, what's your sign?
Huh?
What's your sign?
I'm a
Leo. Uh-oh. Boo. So I was just going to say Scorpio. We was going to about to connect there. Like, yes.
No, boo. Scorpio, nah. Libra. We got balance, baby. We got.
All right. I'll let you have that because this is your night, so you can have that for now. But 1101 is back to Scorpio. 1101 is back to Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you go. Michelle, thank you once again for showing your love, and thank you for sharing that piece with us. And like I said, I can't wait to get that to add it to my collection. Because I got Poetic Love. I'm a true supporter of indie talent. I do purchase albums. So
yes, she do.
I do purchase albums, and I do play them with my MP3 player, folks. So I'm just letting y'all know that ahead of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm Sephora Robinson. If you're in the chat room, I got you.
Right.
So I just wanted to say that. And I appreciate the platform. I got to come through more often. So I'm going to slide out and let Larry finish doing what he's doing. And I got something I'm working on over here, but I know these archives are going to be hot, and I can't wait to check them out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We getting all up in his business.
Oh, yes. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be about that, checking these archives. So, Larry, be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get the business.
You're going to hear you. Uh-oh. You sure your ears are going to want to hear what you're now
They're going to be burning in a minute.
I think I can handle it.
They're going to be burning in a minute.
Oh, Lord.
I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be yabba-dabba doing, I'm telling you.
Well, I'm going to step out.
Right.
I think I'm starting to sweat already.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely going to be at them archives early in the morning when I get up listening to with coffee.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
With coffee.
Yeah.
With coffee.
So,
Rush,
make sure I get another invite to your next to the next show so I can put it in on the schedule. So whenever I can make it out, I can definitely support your platform because, you know, I love you. I see you on Verbal Ink, getting it in, spreading the positive energy. I haven't been through there as much as I like to, but
me either. Don't feel bad.
I love being in your company. Your energy is so overwhelming. Your presence is wonderful, and I can't wait to come check your platform out.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate the love. All right, folks, y'all tune in to Full Fantasy Radio Live. This right here was Michelle Forbes. And we have spotlight on Larry Edwards right now. Larry, should we get into another one of your songs? You know I got your whole album on my board, right? I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, yeah. You
I do. I got your whole album. I got basically,
oh, wow.
Except for the intro. I do have your whole album. You're like, okay, just put whatever one up there. And I couldn't decide, so I just uploaded the whole album.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I wanted to let you know that. Oh, wait, before we go to the next song, we have another caller with their hand raised from the 818. 818-292, you're on the air. What's your name and where you're from?
What's going on, fam? It's the poet thinking about something, a.k.a. DJ Dean. We in the building. What's going on, LaCrush? What's going on, Larry? What's going on?
What up, DJ?
We in the building.
All right. Welcome.
Calling in to support. Definitely cop that CD, y'all. I got it. And it's in rotation right now.
Right.
Y'all, that's what it is. I'm saying,
yeah.
You know, I've been playing it, and he go in on some of them songs. That's what the
that's
what become baby making poetry music. That's
don't
what's
he?
Up. What you got, Lupe over there? I'm like, I got something. Sit down. After this, I'm putting in Love and Basketball. Then I'm gonna put in something else. I'm just saying.
This is my homeboy, DJ. I want to personally say this, man. Well, thank you so much for supporting me, you and a whole lot of people, man. And your project.
Man, you're doing your thing, fam.
Yeah, dude, give DJ's project too. He just came out with something. What's the name of your project, DJ?
I got a CD out called Word Slinger. I got a couple of tracks up on there. We doing the thing, I'm saying.
Yeah,
on
Reverb Nation. Got a good time and everything.
That's what's up. I'm saying, try to do a little something. I'm saying.
Yeah,
he's
on a good
something.
Job. Everything.
All right. I gotta check that out. Then, are you on Facebook?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can probably find me quicker if you click on Larry's page because it's a long name. It's like DJ Dean's Creative Artist Agency. But but if you just click on Larry's page or whatever, you see DJ Dean. It'll probably be easy to just get it from his page.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I got them long. I say it's one of them long names. It'd be like it's like a church name: Ecopolitan, First Baptist, Methodist, Cracker, African American, something.
Ooh,
DJ.
Yeah.
That's a long ass name, brother, right there.
Just a poetic comedian, right?
Hey,
oh,
we in here though. We all got them AKA names. You know how we do. I'm saying.
Yeah, soulful poet. Now I'm gonna give me a long name. Poet.
Now, I gotta give me a cool name and whatnot. Some of them got these cool names and stuff like that. I put my company name up there or my real name. I gotta give me a cool name like y'all be getting and whatnot. You know, that poem y'all did was kind of nice right there though. Like, I'm not ready. My heart. I'm like, that's what's up. Yeah, that voice going. I like, shoot, you gonna be ready. I can't say, keep singing, Larry. See that song. She get this. She breaking down the walls. That's what's up. She opening the doors. That's what's up.
Well,
shoot. She see me ready at the end of the song, goddammit. I'm just
that's
saying.
It.
See, that's what's up. That's how we do. I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that poem, goddammit. That's
what
what's up.
What's your name again? I can't remember your name.
I'm thinking about something. That's what it is. I'm saying.
He right on my
poetry
page.
It's like, let me see. Now the name is DJ Dean Create. If you just click on Google, I think you can find the DJ Dean Creative Artist Agency. And but that's a long. But you know, or it might be under DJ D E E. J-A-Y,
oh, okay.
Dean. It might be under that, too. It's like, as long as that's what I said, if you can find me, and this is embarrassing, I'm still explaining it, like, it's still talking right,
right
now. But, you know, but if you go to ReverbNation.com, just type in I'm thinking about something, you know, and I spell it T-H-I-N.
He's on my Reverb Nation page. He's on my
that's
Reverb Nation page.
Yeah, that's
he's on my go to my page and you'll see him.
Okay,
that's
I can
what's
do
up.
That.
Larry will show you. He'll show you.
He
said, why you got to be so good? He don't even start thinking right. He don't... His name ain't even right on Facebook. I'm see, pray for me, y'all. I'm just saying, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We got you
covered over here. We got you covered. We got you covered. We definitely give out those.
That's
yeah,
what's
yeah,
up. I'm saying.
We definitely give out those. All right.
I got a little piece. I was gonna knock out a little poetry piece and whatnot, a relationship piece and stuff. Called.
Well, this is Larry's show, so you.
Oh, my bad. I thought
I'm
sorry. You know what?
Can I rewind
and say I didn't say that right there. I said I was like calling her support. I'm just gonna rewind that comment. I thought it was open mic. My bad. I apologize. That is so. How do you get out of an embarrassed moment like this? You'd be like, you know, damn, that's kind of embarrassing right there, right?
Hey,
I'm saying, but yeah, but like, you know, I got the track. I got the CD. And if y'all haven't got the CD yet, you know, y'all got to check out Larry's CD and whatnot. This, you know, track 6 on there, you know, wow, that's what's up. I mean, I like the whole CD, you know, but, you know, you got some soul, sultry sound on there. You got some poetry in there and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, you know. And he even got that little gospel vibe going, too, on some of the tracks. So he go in. So, you know, if y'all ain't got that CD yet, definitely copy. I'm going to be typing a review. Like, every time I buy reviews for some of the artists I usually on my page, I type reviews of the CDs, you know, that I buy or whatever. And I'll be posting it up tomorrow. I purchased Urban Voodoos, and I got Lowry CD and whatnot. And I got, you know, Floyd Boykin CD, if y'all ain't checked that out yet. You know, Verbal Ink, you know, definitely check those out as well. But tomorrow on my page, if y'all check it out, I'm going to type a review of some of my favorite songs on his CD and stuff like that, because, you know, he go in on this
yeah.
one.
So what's your favorite one? This one, what's your favorite one?
What you know, track 6, you know, when you're talking about that woman and whatnot, you know, because I, you know, I kind of got a situation like that, you know, so, so, he, you know, he just going, you know, I like, if I would just say So Incredible, I like that one too, you know, track number 9, if y'all got the CD and whatnot. But, you know, I'm feeling, you know, my kind of woman. I'm feeling, you know, the average brother, you know. I know he got to do that one a lot, you know what I mean? And, you know, Chapman is my shit, too. So I just like, the whole album is cool. The whole album
is
that piece. But, you know, I'm saying I'm feeling track number 6 right now. That's my joint right there.
Okay,
all
right. So on that note, why don't we play track number 6 so they can feel what you feel?
That's what's up right there. That's what's up.
Okay.
And spin around, LaCrosse. But spin around, girl. Spin around when you play that joint now, goddamn it. That's what's up. That's
good. Well, man.
That's that piece.
Larry, introduce your song, Larry. Introduce my kind of woman, man.
You say introduce the next song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting that DJ introduce that joint, man.
I'll let you do it because, like, hey, you know, that's what's up. She, you know, I want to see how excited they get when they listen to it. That's what I like. They'll be like, who that? Who that? I say, we in New Orleans right now? Who that? That's what's up.
Alright. This is Lowry, and the song is entitled My Kind of Woman from the album Big Love. And you can cop the CD by going right to my fan page, the Lowry fan page on Facebook. Hit shop now. And I put the link in the chat, www.lowry.bandcamp.com. Sit back and enjoy.
Sitting here thinking about you, even though I just met you. Something about the way you captivated me. It was all in your conversation. Something about your nature. You left something to me. Oh,
because it's warm like the oven. Yeah, that's my kind of woman.
You're my
about the conversation, something about the way she can see. See how y'all do us? We write songs about it.
Sometimes just gotta let it out.
I know.
Anyway,
that was that piece right there, Larry.
Right there was.
Yeah, thank you.
Y'all tuned into Phone Fancy Radio's Fantasy Limelight with Larry. And right now we have Larry and we have DJ Dean. I'm going to use DJ Dean because that's easier.
That's what's up.
On the airwaves with us. And DJ D, you have an album out?
Yeah, I got a what I call the word slinger. It's on thinking about something on Reverb Nation. Y'all can check it. It's also on iTunes and Amazon. You know, just type in thinking about something word slinger, and it's like 17 tracks. And, y'all can go on Reverb, and check out some of the samples. Definitely join the fan page. I got something for everybody on there. I got some fun on there if you want to laugh. I got some funny joints. I got some joints in there called, for y'all that have been letting fine people get away with murder, treat you wrong and you let them do it just because they're fine. I said, I got a poem on there. I know you fine, but I kind of do mine, so... we're not letting the fine people get away with stuff no more. If you steal our parking space, we're going to talk about it. If you smoke in our car, even though you're fine, we're going to check you on it. We had some fun on that one. I had my daughter. She came in there and sang the hook on one of the tracks and whatnot, and we just had some fun with that joint right there. I popped my cherry because even though I've been promoting poetry cafes for a couple of years now, that was my first CD release right there. So I popped my cherry, y'all, so... Definitely come support. It's called Word Slinger, and we go in.
You got some baby making music going on. All right, Larry. Thank you.
Did LaCrosse say she's pregnant? See, you just got pregnant. See what happened when you put it...
I got my body condom on, though. No. I put my body condom on at the beginning of the show, see? No, I didn't. I got my body condom on. I put mine on at the beginning of the show.
Oh, shit.
Did I not, Larry?
I'm saying.
I put my body condom on, see?
That's a condom buster, though. You better put two on. I'm just saying. Put two on that microphone. I'm just saying. That's what's up.
She said she got a body condom coming on. You got a solution for that, don't you?
Hey, I'm set. We gonna go in for that. I'm trying to told you. I put that music on, man. I just let Larry sing. That's she coming out of that. She's like, I don't know. I usually don't do this. I usually keep my condom on. I just the vapors. I said, see that song, Larry. See that other part. See, I'm sad. That we know what music do to y'all. That's what's up. I'm sad.
Loving that.
Go ahead.
Larry Osterwood, if you're going to get you some. All right, I see it.
That album on.
We love giving tips. We love giving tips on our show on how men can finesse it and get some cooties, so that's probably a good thing.
Hey.
I'm just saying. We always talk about it. You got to finesse it.
You said you're just going to let us put the tip in, or you doing tips? I got questions. It's my phone. It's my phone.
We don't play with just a tip. We need the whole thing. We got to lift and separate.
Okay.
Lift and separate, boo. If you can lift and separate, you can definitely get it in. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You see what that song did? That's like truth to him.
And I told you, sorry, I was going to behave. You see what you did?
I told you
I
was going to
behave.
DJ was going to bring you.
Look, see, put in
my infatuation, goddamn it. Put on track four, she'd be like,
I got that already.
That's why she sounds so juicy right now. She sounds juicy.
That's
I love that song. That's my song. That's my
song.
Right. I'm not mad at that right now.
No, the topper is going to be so incredible.
Oh, shit.
The girls are off. They melted away.
Did you
just say so edible or so incredible?
I got questions
all
now.
All of the above. All of the above.
I mean, I didn't see that on track 10, goddammit.
I'm just saying, that must be the remake.
Edible is a beautiful thing, too, now. I'm just saying. Sure. I ain't mad at that.
I'm being quiet. I'm a good guy.
Whatever.
It's hard to talk with that in your mouth, because they're going to throw it on. They're going to be throwing it at Larry like snowballs. He can't talk now.
This is coming from Fred.
Out of incredible right now. And edible. That's what's up.
You can't tell me you're a good guy. You just
yabba dabba
dude on my show. No.
That was my alter ego, you know.
Right.
I'll
see.
What's his name is?
I get a little bipolar sometimes, you know.
What's his name is?
His name is Reese.
Reese.
Okay. I'll see. Reese, yeah. See, Beyonce
Reese
got Sasha Fierce, so you know.
Okay.
You
got to
bring Reese out.
Reese the Freak. That's his name, Reese the Freak.
Yeah, Reese the Freak. You know, I got to keep him under wraps. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Don't keep him under wraps. Not keep him under wraps. Not on this show, you don't. This is the platform to do it. Let Reese out. Let him out. Let him free. Let him breathe.
Let him emerge.
You know the old people say that about the women. You got to let it breathe at night. Just let it breathe, baby. Don't cover it up. Let it breathe, baby.
Let it breathe. That's right. Let it loose.
That's what's up.
Let it hang
That's
low.
Healthy.
That's right. Let it hang low.
Your skin.
You like it with it hang
Let it
low.
Breathe and put that song on. Put that song on. That's what's up. That's
yeah.
What's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on that note, are you going to spit another erotic piece for us for those that just tuned in? You know, they missed the Yabba Dabba Doing, so they don't know what we're talking about. I'm sure your dusty book is sitting there with pages about to burn up because you need to put something out for them.
Okay. Let's see. Do I have here? I have a piece. I hope this one here makes sense, and I'm going back to it. On Facebook.
My goodness. Oh, man. Okay, people, they done hung up. They got mad. They hung up.
Wow. I thought she was coming. She's like, oh, my goodness. Oh man. Oh, shit. Oh,
right.
I'm listening, goddammit.
God. Yeah, no. Oh, man. I got it. I got it right here. Matter of fact, let's see. I'm playing with my emotions.
That's
what's up.
Oh, night long. How about that?
I can't wait to get the archives of this show.
I want the video. Bump that.
You want the video?
That sounds good over there. Sounds good on her. Yeah. She's going, I'm like, oh, shit. That's what's up.
All right. I got it. It's called My Sick Sexual Omen. How about that? Mm-hmm. You want to hit?
Get him.
You just say
mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm.
He ready, yo. Get him. Get him. I'm holding the camera, goddammit.
I want to make love to you so bad that I hit your G-spot so hard that you'll have wet dreams you'll have wet dreams when we're not together doing menstruation. I want you to feel the orgasmic rhythmic vibe of your body shaking like a violent seizure. I want to fill in your cup till it overflows with my remnants of nectar till it drains your sensuality till you know I please you. I want to make you moan so soulfully that it sounds melodic and horny tone. I want to make all your body parts become fabrics of my sick sexual experimentation. I want to do things to your mind, body, and spirit that it makes you shout with the Holy Ghost with glee. I'm filling you with my rod and staff and spirit, having you say hallelujah, free. I want to take stimulating your body to the highest level of ecstasy. I want your hormones to grow so high that your sexual foot opens heavenly. Like every voice, I want to lift your sexual being until it sings. By every freaky side, let lustful freedom ring. I want to rape it till I take it. But the kind of rape I'm going to give you is the kind you don't like. I promise you it will feel so good to you that every time you bark with pleasure, it will feel so right. I want to drive my sexual steer to you like Shaka Zulu and be concubine. I could go for hours telling you how good it would be to be in your sexual realm. I just had to reveal my sick sexual omen. That's that piece.
That's that piece.
That's that piece right there. Give me a piece.
Well, of course, he gave you the rod and the staff. He wasn't playing.
That wasn't.
You ready for
and
that?
Then he got a little rough talking about he going to rape some. All right.
That's how they do the DMZ now, goddamn
it. Yep.
And we was behaving until DJ Dean came and started up, wasn't we?
Why do you want to start singing them songs? See, you know what he did. I'm just the witness.
That's a witness.
What I read.
That's
CJ for you? Yeah,
he
bought
out Reese. He just brings it out of you.
I was listening to the track to listen to that moaning. And I said, Larry must be singing again. The women on here moaning. Larry must be singing. I heard that song.
He got
that's
us
how you do right there.
He got us when he did Luther. He left us to Luther. So. Yeah.
Well, that's how you do. Luther, that'll do it.
Yeah, he
bailed
us out.
That'll do it. No wonder I heard Luther cussing in his grave. That's my soul. That's my soul. Damn. Let somebody else get some shine. What the? Luther got mad.
Luther.
See? That's what's up.
Sure did. Oh my goodness, folks. If y'all want to join the conversation, y'all sure can. The number is 805-830-8320. Oh my goodness. Just press the number
I know.
Stop it. You almost made me forget my own number.
See? As she said, that's what's up. That's a divine right. Be like, Larry, sing another song, dog.
It's not turning into a listening party because we probably played almost all the tracks of your album.
That's cool.
We didn't play about three tracks. No, four tracks.
Awesome.
No, five tracks.
You do a La Crush mix. That's what's up.
La Crush mix.
I like that.
That's
it. And you know what? That's funny you would say that because that is how it is on my MP3 player, too.
MP3 player,
La Crush mix. That's exactly how it's worded on my. Because, you know, I have a certain mix you do?
I do, because I got to sleep to my music.
You know, you got the sassy mix.
Oh, shit.
You got the sexy mix. I got a section of the sassiness, you know. The
that's what's up.
Motivation for Larry on there. I'm good to go.
Hey. That's how you do. I got to do it.
I do it. I, you know. I can't hear you. Your phone cracking up. What you doing?
I said, baby, I'm here to motivate you. You feeling my voice?
She lost her hearing. Her hearing went out and got so good to her. She said, I can't hear no more. I can't hear. It's just good.
That's what happened to Luther. I tell you, that's what happened when you changed Luther. My computer died on me for a minute there. I had no sound. I can't hear you. That's what happened when you changed.
This is a public service announcement for that, goddammit. You play this, you better be ready, goddammit. I'm just saying.
The computer won't smoke
it. It went black out for a minute. It had a blackout. My computer had a blackout all by itself.
See, it ain't ready for that, guys. It ain't ready.
Absolutely not.
Must have played that incredible and shit.
We have Larry
Evans. You tried.
We are welcome to the Fantasy Limelight for those who just tuned in. We got Larry Edwards on the phone with us, as well as DJ Dean. We can't forget him because he just pokes holes all into my body condom. I was doing so well. Now my cheeks hurt.
Don't get pregnant, goddamn.
Don't get pregnant. Oh, no. Oh, boy. If y'all want to purchase Poetic Love, y'all sure can at larry.bandcamp.com. That's larry.bandcamp.com. bandcamp.com.
Get that CD.
Get it. It's only $5. $35. Believe me, you'll definitely appreciate the 10 tracks. If you like what you've heard so far, you'll definitely like it. If you like Anthony Hamilton, you'll like Larry. I'm just saying. I got it in my MP3 player. I got it on the computer. I got it in a couple of playlists that I've made. I play it on Phone Fantasy Radio. You can also go to phonefantasyradio.com and listen to some music on there. So it's up there. Hopefully I can check out the Wordslinger and find out some more about that right there.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm not mad at that right now. That's what's up.
So.
Get a ringtone up in that motherfucker.
I don't have a cell phone, but that's another story.
See, you don't need no cell phone for this guy, does it?
I don't have a cell phone. I know I'm all out of date. I'm gonna get one though.
Yeah, see, hey, you got a computer. You straight. That's all you need.
Thank you.
See? That's all you need. That's what's up.
Put the computer in my backpack and I'm out.
That's what's up. See?
The Google phone.
You burn it. Once you get it on your computer, you can burn it. You can burn your own CD. Once you got it on your computer, you good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. But, you know, it's good to have a cell phone, too, so people can get in contact with you.
Yeah.
This is true. But you're talking to him right now. You got it, like, live and direct.
Right,
I got a live direct, and, you know, when he needs
how to get in touch with me.
That's
awesome.
Can't nobody call you on the computer.
Say that again?
Can't nobody call you on the computer, though. Well,
actually, they can, 347-89-3944. Yeah. I got the Google
phone.
No, I got Skype. And I got about 13 Google numbers. I got about 13 Google numbers, and I got Skype. I mean,
Skype lets you see him sometimes.
Right. Sometimes we do. So I try not to Skype too hard, though.
I know. That's
what's up. Because Skype can be dangerous. But let me bring in the 337. Hi, co-host. How are you?
Hello, co-host. How are you?
Co-host. I'm the host, damn it. Don't co-host me.
Oh, shit.
We share the mic. Okay.
Larry,
yes, Madam Host.
Larry,
yes, Madam Host.
DJ Dean, this is my co-host, my official co-host, Black Reporter. He had the night off.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
And I've heard some of your music. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
You know, Crush has done a good job at promoting you and everything. And I hope this helps out. I hope. They gave you some interesting questions to ponder tonight. I hope our audience wasn't too in your business.
Oh, nah.
I didn't get too much. I told you I was going to behave. I behaved tonight. I think I've done a very awesome job. Yes, I do. I think I think I've done an awesome job until DJ Dean got on here and started poking holes in my body condom.
See, that was Larry. That was the album. That was the album. That's Larry's album doing that. I'm trying to tell you. I'm just a witness. I'm just sitting back telling y'all, like, when I put that CD in, it's on. That's what's up. That's what's
right.
That's a good ass CD right there.
Watch some Love Jones and then turn us on Larry. You good to go for the night. That's a good night
right
there.
That's what's up. They sleeping on these independent artists. You like
they
all
are.
Spending $100,000 on videos and they broke and mad. And we up here putting CDs out and like we loving the cypher right now. And talking to y'all like he calling and talking to us tonight. Like you know what I mean? They approachable. You can talk to the poet. That's what's up.
There you go.
Oh my goodness! My computer is acting up right now.
Uh-oh.
Damn, Larry, see what you did, though.
I can't.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. It won't let me do what I need to do. You know, I got
her hearing went out for a second. Her computer messed up. You must have been playing track number 7 and 8 and 6 all together. What's going on? She ain't ready for that.
They that rough, huh?
They good. They not rough at all. They real smooth.
She said, I can't hear. I can't hear. He going in.
Oh, CJ.
Yeah, you know, I make my music for people to enjoy, basically. Whatever taste you got is mostly, you know, to lay back and like to chill out and read a book and do other things. put it for
me. I'm reading books.
So, Larry, I know Crush already asked you this question, but I'm gonna go ahead being the actual reporter that I am, ask it anyway. Who do you pattern yourself after?
Well, my influences, like I said, with my father was a church musician, Donny Hathaway, Barry White, and Ally Van O'Neill. Those are my favorites. But I've had so many favorite singers. I mean, from Marvin Gaye to R. Kelly to Usher to Chaka Khan to Faith. I've been influenced by a lot of people. But I try to take a look.
The music you can sit back with a glass of wine and enjoy.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know about wine, but maybe some Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, wine, lemonade,
ice,
homemade.
I'll put it like this. Your favorite adult beverage.
Right.
Yeah, whatever it may be. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
My favorite. You can't even say that because now my mind is going to the wrong direction. My favorite is double beverage. You're so black reporter. You know better.
And it's good for your skin. It's good for your skin.
Ain't it?
That's that new coaction.
It sure is. That's that home remedy right there. That's a home remedy.
Yeah.
They got you covered, literally.
Ooh. I want to see them in.
All right, folks.
That's a good one right there.
God's getting naughty. We was getting so good. I swear we was being good. So y'all tuned to Fall Fantasy Radio. Our time is about to run out. We got 10 minutes remaining on the clock. Larry, tell people how they can get in touch with you. Tell, you know, promote your stuff. Put it out there for them.
Alright, you can reach me on Facebook.com/ Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. You can join me on the Larry fan page on Facebook, L-A-R-I-E, as well as you can cop the album from my Facebook fan page. All you got to do is join the fan page and go under my profile pic and hit shop now. CD is available, free shipping. Or, for your MP3 player, just go to www.larry, L-A-R-I-E, .bandcamp.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/ Soul of Larry, SOULOFLARIE. Okay. So, you know, there you have it.
Well, Larry.
Follow the man. Follow the man. Like the man. Like the man.
Follow, like, add, all of the above. I want to thank you once again for blessing the limelight with your presence. And with your average brother's
I forget. You can find me on Reverb too. Larry Edwards. And if you want to book me for anything, go to LarryGMT@gmail.com. I'll put that in the, you know, chat room. I forgot those. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut crush. LarryMGMT@gmail.com. Well, book me.
GMC as in cat or Z as in zebra?
MMG. G as in goat, M as in Matt, T as in tall, at Gmail. I'm putting it in the
okay.
chat. Larry MGMT at gmail.com.
Okay.
Now, well, once again, I want to officially thank you, Larry, for blessing the limelight with your presence and sharing with us your talent. And your people, your network of supporters coming through. I'm loving the piece. I can't wait to have it, like I said, once again, on the MP3. I can't wait to have it. It's played right here on Funk Fancy Radio with you and Michelle. Shout out to Michelle Ford, My Body and Soul. Thank you to DJ Dean for coming in and poking holes. Thanks to everybody.
Y'all the one started with Fantasy Limelight. I said, I like that name right there. That's what's up.
This is Phone Fantasy Radio, so thank you very much.
That's what's up. No, thank you.
Hey, we try our best.
Thank you to everybody that showed up in the chat room. Thank you for all those that called in. Shout out to Ife Jermaine. Shout out to Blessed Child and Marquise, who came through and he had Marquise sing for us, the little 17-year-old boy who did a little church song for us in the beginning of the show. So the archive for this song, for this show, might be one of my best interviews, I must say, Larry. And I done had Norma Sitz on here, so I think your interview probably gave Laura Sitz a run for her money. So.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, you know, right. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for supporting me and you know what I do. And I can't wait for the next album as well.
Oh yeah.
So,
and next time you will have me asking some questions also.
Right. Yeah, next time we'll have you. We'll have Black Report here. So maybe we can get the DJ Dean, the Wordslinger, here. We gotta go check out his album, Black Report.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, we're gonna check out DJ Dean. We support NDO and on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, you know.
I'm definitely gonna tune back in for that interview y'all do. That's what's up when they interview you. That's what's up.
Interview.
Yeah, ask a little question. Do y'all feel you're going to have him call back in?
All you got to do is listen to the show. I'm an open book. I tell it all.
Oh, shit.
I'm the questioning one.
And if you click on the right link, you might see it all, too. I'm just saying.
that's that Fantasy Limelight, goddammit. That's what I'm
saying. There you go.
That's the concept of all Fantasy Radio. We keep it 100. And then some.
100 and then some.
And then some.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do. That's what's up.
That's how we do it on Funk Fantasy Radio. Every Tuesday, Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m.
Central.
9 p.m. till 11 Eastern, 8 p.m. till 10 Central.
Yep. And on that note, we are down to the 5-minute mark. So we just gonna go ahead.
Oh,
why you got the giggles tonight?
That's see what Larry be doing?
Luther did it. Larry didn't do it.
Oh, Luther mad. Larry did that. Luther cussing.
Right, he is. He's still.
Luther cussing right now.
Yeah, Black Reporter, you have to check out the archives, Black Reporter. We had Larry.
I guess I'm going to have to.
Yeah, he performed some Luther. He did some Yabba Dabba Doing. We had a little bit of He-Man going on up here. It was an awesome interview. It was definitely an awesome interview. Then he had a collaboration going on up in here. So it was definitely an awesome interview. Yeah, I don't know.
Was that Michelle Forbes or somebody else? You know, I got questions. Would you get to collab with?
Yeah, Michelle Forbes, yeah.
Yep.
Cause she got another name too, like she go by, right?
Mind, Body, and Soul, right?
Mind, Body.
Okay, that's what. Okay, that's what's
yep,
up.
Yep.
I'm trying to get the names together, you know, so I can support.
Right, Mind, Body,
Ooh.
And Soul, Michelle yep. Forbes. Her Facebook is kind of weird. Y'all don't know how to.
See.
Her Facebook is kind of weird, but you can reach me at. My heart on Facebook, or my crush heart.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
So, my heart, so the crush heart. We also got a page, it's called Fancy Radio, or facebook.com/crush heart. No, wait, hearts radio.
And you can like my page, BLK Reporter. You can like that page, and you can also. Hit me up as a friend with my real name, Francis Dominic, at DOMINIQUE. And you can find me on Facebook.
Yeah.
And soon be able to Google Circle, because Google got something new coming out.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. I heard the same thing. I mean, it's supposed to be something close to Facebook, and I don't know, I haven't seen it yet, but.
Way
it
gonna be Google?
No. Google Circle.
Google Circle.
In other words,
oh.
Yeah,
my
everybody
Google.
In your circle and all the friends in your friend circle.
And instead of a like button, they got Google Plus and stuff like that. You hit a plus instead of a like button. So they doing something. They doing something. It's still in the development stages.
Yep.
They need to go
I heard the same thing the other day.
We don't need nothing else to be addicted to. They need to go sit down.
You know, right? We have 1,000 social networks. Crazy.
Right. But
yeah.
You know what? If it gets me high on the Google search, I'm going to go join. So.
And you know something? The bottom line is somebody's getting rich out there.
Well,
this
hopefully
is true.
When you search the crush on. Or SSBBW or the Super Coffee Flirt, I'll pop up. That's all I care about.
You might even find Kelly Anthony on there. I need to pay this court bill, y'all. Come on, click on my site.
Nobody
can
hide
right now.
Nobody told you to be out there driving with warrants.
See?
All right, folks. I just got my 90-second mark. That means it's time for us to say our goodbyes to all our friends and family. Lowry, since this was your limelight and you are the man of the 2 hours, we'll let you go first.
I just want to give a shout out to everyone that listened. I can't name my mom. If you happen to listen, you ain't hear what you heard, but you heard it anyway. And that's pretty much
thanks. Don't find my
head. I love you, mom. You didn't hear that.
All right. DJ Dean, anybody you
want to
shout out in the next
30
seconds?
Yeah, you want to shout out y'all right now. I want to shout out my boy Lowry and whatnot. When he told me you'd get down with the interview, I thought definitely had to check it out and whatnot. You know, y'all will definitely, if you ain't got it yet, definitely cop that brother CD. I'm saying, you know, I'm listening to it and it's in rotation right now. So definitely check him out and whatnot. He's doing his thing.
That's cool. What's up. And also, I want to thank Lowry. I want to thank DJ and all the people you brought with you. I mean, you have
thank
a little,
you, Larry.
Got that
thank
goofy
you,
love. You do got that goofy love that I was talking about, Larry. But that's just me. I'm the only one in your fan club right now.
Okay, what happened? He was my one day.
It takes time.
No, he got a fan base.
Okay.
All right. So on that note, thank y'all very much for tuning in to Full Fantasy Radio. It's been awesome. Y'all can do blah, 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 blah. Y'all can tune in Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And next week is ladies' night, guys, ladies and gentlemen. So guys will be off. Guys will be off for a whole hour.
The last hour.
Ah, boo. Y'all couldn't squirm. Y'all got squirming out. Yeah, I'll be back on at 10:30. We cut all the guys off the airway. It's just me and PG.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I have time? Right. Do I have time for my outro or not? Or not really?
And we gotta think of a nice hot topic to make them squirm in their seats to be like, no.
See what Beyonce started, y'all, when she came out with that song, "Girls Run This Sea."
Right.
It's Beyonce fault.
Do I have time for my outro?
We've been past those things.
We're overtime.
We overtime now. We've been overtime. Okay. 3 minutes. Well, we are a whole minute. Yeah, we're in overtime right now. So we can still record it for people can't hear us. So the show's still recording. I feel so lucky right now. I got three penises. I haven't been on the phone with me, Al. That's my cue to get off because we're going to already start it. Can't be thinking about me.
Good night, y'all.
That's all.
Peace.
All right. Good night, everyone. Thank you again.
Good night.
Yes.